This next segment, we're going to spend a few minutes talking with Chris DeNatale, who's here from Arts Council Napa Valley, where he's the boss, and we're here to talk about the State of the Arts Summit this week. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Barry.
You bet. What's the story on this thing?
So it's really a change from what we've done in the past. It's really we're looking at solving solutions through an arts lens rather than having workshops for artists. So it's bringing the community together to talk about something that our community as a whole is working on, which is housing in space. And that's the number one call we get at the Arts Council, is people looking for art space. So it's time to have a candid conversation of what our options are and how we work together to create it.
Mm-hmm. What are people saying when they talk about art space? Is that to work in or to live in?
Both. I mean, again, I think it's like everything in Napa. We're pricing out our working class, and a lot of artists are on thin margins, so it's how do we find a solution both where they can work and live and make a living.
Mm-hmm. There are lots of communities where arts colonies, as it were, have developed in industrial areas, underused, or you know, things that aren't appropriate for housing. They can be have this whole aren't appropriate for other uses, I should say. And you end up with sometimes live-work scenarios and so forth. We don't have a lot of that left in Napa, do we?
We don't. And that's kind of where we started this conversation, was we brought a gentleman named David Keenan, who is the CEO of Do-It-Yourself Space out of Oakland. And their organization was born out of the Ghost Ship fires, which came in and brought together about how do we make existing spaces safe for artists to live, work in. Now they're taking an interesting step to seeing how do you start when there's nothing in existence and start from the ground up. So he spent the last almost 2 months coming up to Napa every couple of weeks and talking with the powers that be to try and find that solution. Where is there space that's underused? Where can we get in? Where's space for artists? And everything, I mean, the conversation covers everything from live work to an arts campus, an arts and production campus, different solutions like that where we can come together to really find place for all of us to create art.
So how will the conference this week detail some of this information? Do you have speakers lined up for this?
Yeah, so David will be the keynote speaker, and then we're going to follow that with a panel discussion, including Molly Radigan, who's the director of Homes and Homelessness for the county, and then Robin Shabes, who's with the Economic Development for City of Napa, who also comes from Chicago and worked extensively on live work there before she came to Napa. So we'll start with David laying out what he's discovered over the last few months, and then have a candid conversation with some people from actual Napa about, well, how do we do this? How do we build consensus? And what do the artists really need for Napa? Because I think that's the first step, is saying what the need is, and then let's figure out, we're a bunch of smart, creative people, how do we solve this problem?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Is this open to the public?
It is open to the public. You can register at artscouncilnv.org. It begins at 3 and ends at 7. It'll finish with a mixer and networking. $20 for the general public, $15 for educators and students, and $5 if you're a member of the creative directory for Napa County.
Mm-hmm. How can a person be involved in the creative directory, since you mentioned that?
So creative directory, if you go to our website again, artscouncilnv.org, that's our solution for people saying there's not enough artists to work in Napa. So we're directing hiring organizations to come in and hire local artists who are in the creative directory. Again, it's kind of solving the problem of everybody wants you to work for exposure. This is a place where you go to hire artists and actually pay them. Sadly, exposure does not pay the rent. So we want to push over and over again that we want our artists to be paid. So look there. But again, time and time again, people say, oh, well, I don't know where to find a Napa County artist, so I went out of Napa County. Well, this is the place to find it. If you're a hire, if you're an artist looking to get hired, please get in there. It's a free profile. And a great place to kind of expose yourself to different hirers.
I wonder how it is that we developed the thought that people in the arts don't need money for what they do, that everybody's just doing it as a hobby. Is that the fundamental thinking of that?
I don't know if it's the fundamental thinking of, but we have people, so exposure is going to get you paid in the long run, and they don't think of all the expense that leads up to getting that exposure. Mm-hmm. So I think it comes from a good place of trying to help artists, but not really understanding how the kind of creative culture works, and that, yes, we need to pay our bills even though we're creative.
You know, and people are generous in all walks of life, but you don't expect, like, a lawyer, you know, to just work for you because they want the exposure or because they like to do what they do. I think that's also part of the conundrum is someone, you know, say a musician. You see a musician play, you can see how much they love doing what they do, how good they are at it, how much time they've put into it. So you can make that leap to say, oh, I bet that person wouldn't even care if they didn't get paid because they love what they do so much. Well, do we think that way about doctors, you know, or anybody else in the world?
Nope. But you definitely don't ask your accountant to work on your taxes for free because they love numbers.
Because they love it. Yeah.
I think it's something we have to continue to fight and really set the bar of, okay, this is what we do, is what it's worth, and, and we deserve to get paid for.
Yeah. You know, particularly environments where, say, like a musician in this area is being hired to enhance the experience of people coming to an event, a winery, a restaurant. I mean, they're helping your business. They're helping you sell your product.
Absolutely.
It's pretty simple. We seem to agree on this one.
Yes.
So where is the summit taking place?
So it'll be at the Yountville Community Center. Again, it starts at 3 o'clock. We'll probably start the speaking around 4. Mm-hmm. That'll go for about 2 hours, and then we'll have a nice mixer with wine and bites and all that good stuff that comes with, so we can talk about solving the real problems now that we have the information.
2 hours of speakers is about the right amount.
Yeah, any more than that, then you start zoning out.
Exactly,
for sure.
Yeah. Very good. Christina Talley from Arts Council Napa Valley with the info. Tell us again where to go on the web to find us.
So that's at artscouncilnv.org, artscouncilnv.org, and that's where you can find all the information on State of the Arts, as well as we've just opened up our winter grant, which I heard you play a PSA as I was waiting in the lobby. So
we did.
Get on there and that, and get on the creative directory if you're a creative looking to get hired, or if you're looking to hire creatives, go there as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's across the board in all the artistic pursuits, right?
Correct, yep.
Very good. Chris, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Barry. Have a great day.